motivation within. Fully convinced and confident, the competition is thin.
You lose.
Sometimes you get caught, bound to take a loss whether you like it or not.
You win.
Confrontation begins, ain't nothing like a double perfect to get under their skin.
You lose.
Fighting pioneers cement the legacy of Street Fighter for 25 years. Wait. Skip the formalities, we're setting the stage. The year was 1991, deep in the days of arcades. 25 million Americans seduced. Acknowledge your roots and pay respect to culture Capcom produced. Street Fighter 2, I read the marquee and knew. But kids were mispronouncing names like Saiyan Gully and Roo. We grew our skills at an astonishing rate. Grew to machines after every baseball game at every pizza place. Absence of forums and no high speed at home, so we had to grab tutorials from pages of a game pro. Is that misleading? I don't mean to sound rough. These were the glory days. You put your quarters up and caught it. Let's raise the bar and put the code for 10 stars. Smashing bricks, barrels, and cars, collecting trophies and scars. Before the frame and foe and option selects, it was a quarter of a century ago, and it was
perfect. You win.
Motivation within, fully convinced and confident, the competition is thin.
You lose.
Sometimes you get caught, bound to take a loss whether you like it or not.
You win.
Confrontation begins, ain't nothing like a double perfect to get under their skin.
You lose.
Fighting pioneers cement the legacy of Street Fighter for 25 years. Two out of three are first to five without question. I'll wipe you off the map in less than 99 seconds on clock. You're about to get mocked. Chop you off the brackets, leave the audience shocked. Dispatching scrubs, the only hobby I love. You keep your hands away from titles that you know you're undeserving of. So cash another dollar slick and get slain. First I'm gonna body you, then boot you out the arcade. Tri-console ports are an extension of sorts. You can thrive on Super NES, I mean your mom is impressed. Ride, don't try a money match, you can't afford the wager. Appreciate the efforts, but you're too weak for majors. Face the facts, turtle back and relax. You couldn't beat me with an axe, dude, my win streaks are stacked. Do yourself a favor and keep practicing those quarter circle forwards. And please stop jumping forward.
You just tuned into the most famous podcast on iTunes. That's Smoke or Die Radio. Smoke or Die Radio is the official podcast of Smoke or Die Entertainment. The only place where you need to go for your gaming news, tech, and big-ass events like E3 and much, much more. Smoke or Die Radio is hosted by the one and only Paranormal Gamer, and brought to you by Smoke or Die, the official clan of Smoke or Die Entertainment. Want to go head over to our site to register and join the clan, the hottest clan on PlayStation 3? Head over to wcsod.engine.com. Now, without further ado, here's your host, the Paranormal Gamer.
What's up, guys? Your boy, the Paranormal Gamer. Welcome back to Smoke or Die Radio. This is, once again, episode number one, and we're finally back. Yes, we've been back, been gone for a long, long time, and decided to bring the show back because, well, I wanted to. But today's episode is actually special because we have YouTube community watching in, pretty much watching me screw up a little bit before the show. So they get to see it behind the scenes of the show. Anyway, we're finally back. Well, it's not we, it's just me. As you guys know, or don't know, the show was hosted by me, Clueman, and Yummy, who's actually a YouTube commentator, not a commentator, but a YouTube personality. And they wanted the show for a while, but just like the show itself, you know, life happened and they ended up going their separate ways. But who knows, maybe we can get them back on the show someday so they can we can do this all over again. And we ended up going up to episode 8 and then ended up dying. I don't know, it just happens. But this time we have a plan. We have a schedule to keep the at least the podcast going for a long, long time. First, I want to thank you viewers on YouTube. Welcome to the podcast. You finally get to see the behind the scenes of Smoke or Die Radio, what I get to do, and I'm gonna show you some of my show notes. It's a little one. Okay, got it on the iPad here. It's not much because I try to keep the first episodes nice and short, under 30 minutes, if possible. So we're going to get into the news as a separate segment, because I actually like to record that separately. But right now, we're going to jump into what's going to come up this week for Smoke and I Radio, because we used to be able to do separate shows on the podcast. Like, the main one would be the one we're doing right now. We would do it during the weekend. And the other show we had was SOD Jams, but we have a few other ones coming up. Let's go through it with you guys right now so you guys can be ready for this week. So coming up this week, we have SOD Jams. It's coming back also. This week is going to be titled SOD. I don't know what... You don't know yet what we're going to call it. But this week's topic, or at least this week's theme in SOD Jams, will be Juggalo music. So those of you like ICP and all that, tune in for that. You're going to enjoy that. Yes, SOD is down with the clown. I'm not a Juggalo myself, but we are down with the clown, though. Then we got Clan Cast. It's a working title. They're working on it. And on that podcast, we're going to be talking about, you know, stuff that's going on within the Smoke and I, the official clan of Smoke and I Entertainment, the clan itself, and also WCAW will be, we'll probably end up we'll get a few members in jumping on that podcast. We're going to talk about updates and all that about the clan and a little bit of history on the clan itself. Both WCAW, which is Wicked Clowns at War, for the Xbox 360, and Smoke and I on the PS3. And then rounding it up, ending with the Real Talk with the Paranormal Gamer. This will be a dual podcast, just like this one, what we're doing right now. It's going to be an audio audible podcast and also a video podcast. Well, not really a video podcast, but we're going to be talking about real topics. It goes from gaming to religion to whatever. That week's show is going to be about. We don't know yet what this week's going to be about, but that's still in plans. All right, so when we come back, we're going to jump in right into the topic of this week's topic. We got a few of them. We got a few for the show today, and after the news, so you guys can stay tuned. And anyways, your boy the Paranormal Gamer. Here's the news for this week. Enjoy.
All right, welcome ladies and gentlemen, to the news section. We got a few things to talk about. First on the news is Square Enix has just released a 2-minute video of the dev team's favorite combat sequence. It's available at 2Mater at the YouTube, at their YouTube channel, youtube.com/2Mater. Go check that out. It's a pretty good trailer. And apparently Ubisoft is bringing out a new game. I don't know if it's new or not, but it's Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. Looks like an old school type of game. The video, again, the trailer on here, you can most likely go check it out at Ubisoft.com. It's coming in May 2013, so go check that out. And last but not least, if you guys didn't know, Final Fantasy X and X-2 will be coming out to the PlayStation 3. These are classic HD remakes, not remakes, HD updated version of the graphics, and I can't wait, your boy the Paranormal Gamer, can't wait for those. And that's it for this week's news. Anyway, back to your Paranormal Gamer with more on the podcast. Peace.
And welcome back, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this week's news. Today we're going to talk about PlayStation 4, major heavy on the PlayStation 4 today. I got to list some of the games that will be coming out this year and the following years too. And we're also going to be talking about two articles, one of which I kind of got, you know, not really hurt, but like, you know, I think it was kind of stupid because... Tomb Raider, at least the one that just came out, the reboot of it, I thought it was a great game. It did a great on the storyline in itself. But this article on GameSpot says why Tomb Raider failed as a reboot. Then we have another one, an article about the Xbox 720 versus the PS4. Spec rumors give Sony edge on RAM. This one's on iDigitalTimes.com, and we're going to check out this article, and we're going to talk about it on the show today. So let's begin. Since we're on the PlayStation 4 anyway, let's start talking about this article that's on this site. Okay, so when it comes to the Xbox 720 versus the PlayStation 4 debate, spec rumors are pretty much all we have to go on right now. But that's not Sony's fault. Sony had the decency to give us some info about their new system in February, whereas Microsoft is still pretending there is no such thing as the Xbox 720. Why are they doing this? My guess is that they want to hold as many cards as possible in the Xbox 720 versus PlayStation 4 consumer debate. The less we know about the system, the harder it will be for gamers to make up their minds early in the year. But Microsoft should have anticipated that there would be a fair amount of leaks regarding the Xbox 720 specs, and that it wouldn't take much time for game bloggers to start up typing up their Xbox 720s versus PlayStation 4 comparisons. The guy on the article says, and I'm not going to bother getting into all the benchmarks that we can use comparing the Xbox 720 versus the PlayStation 4. Instead, what I want to focus on is what I consider to be one of the most important, if not the most important spec of all, the RAM. I admit I have a bit of a RAM bias from my youth, and there are so many amazing games I couldn't play on my blank Comcast Presario. Since then, I made a point to take note of RAM, according to the recent reports. Sony has the edge when it comes to RAM. When it should, apologies. My throat, I have to cut that part up anyway. The article continues. When it shipped out, when it shipped out dev kits, Sony only gave developers 4 gigs of RAM to work with. After February unveiling, however, everyone gets access to the full 8 gig that Sony is putting in the PlayStation 4. Well, not exactly a full 8 gig, according to the PlayStation Daily. The next generation console will require 1 gig of RAM to run the OS, leaving developers with 7 gigs of RAM to work with. It's a GDDR5 memory 2, which provides a twice the bandwidth of the older DDR3 style memory. Now, DDR is not Dance Revolution, for those of you guys who don't know about RAM itself. And the article continues, and based on the leaked specs, the Xbox 720, Microsoft's next generation console provides 8 gigs of DDR3 and a 32 megabyte of ES RAM. The combined memory system in the Xbox 720 won't have the same memory bandwidth as Sony's PlayStation 4, because the majority of the memory operations will happen over the slower DDR3 pipeline before the system taps into the superior but more expensive ES RAM backup. Hopefully, we'll know more about Microsoft's unveil the 720 at the rumored May 21st press event, which your boy, the Paranormal Gamer, will be live. We're going to be actually doing a special podcast that day, so we can talk about what Microsoft is going to be showing that day. Anyway, until then, Xbox fans are left to hope the specs aren't true and that the system will be every bit as fast as a PlayStation 4. The Xbox 720 versus PlayStation 4 debate rages on, and we won't know a clear winner until we get the controllers in our hands later this year. So, from the looks of this article, what it's saying is that even though developers are only going to be using 7 gigs of RAM on the PlayStation 4, the type of RAM that the PlayStation 4 is actually better than what the 360 has. which the PlayStation 4 has a GDDR5 memory, and that provides a, you know, a better bandwidth than that of the DDR3 style memory. So who knows? I mean, PlayStation may end up being the better system, you know, come this when it's finally released and all that. So it looks pretty cool. And follow up, we're going to talk about the games that are coming out, and one of which I finally get to decide if I'm going to get it on the PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 3. I don't know if you guys have seen on my old channel. I don't even know if anybody watched that, but I did a review for Battlefield 3 and how I think it's way better than Call of Duty ever was. And even until this very day, it's still a better freaking game than Call of Duty. It has a lot more to offer than freaking Call of Duty. But now, I was contemplating whether or not to actually buy Battlefield 4 on the PlayStation 3. Because I wasn't too sure whether it's going to come out on the PlayStation 4. And after watching that 17-plus minute trailer, Battlefield 4, I was hooked. I needed that game. That game is beast. It's a great freaking game. And the fact that it's on this list for, you know, titles coming out this year for the PlayStation 4. Man, I can't wait, man. There's no reason. I mean, there's no reason for me to get the PS3 version now. And just think. All right, let's stop for a second. Battlefield 4, when we saw the trailer, right, it said the PC specs. It's running on the PC. Now, from what we're hearing about the PlayStation 4 and these, you know, next-gen systems, PlayStation 4 in general, it's up there with, you know, with those, these high-end PCs that are running Battlefield 3 now in great high def, you know, in great, you know, the way the game looks. So it makes you wonder how the PlayStation 4 of Battlefield 4 is going to look like. Your boy, the Paranormal Gamer, cannot wait, because I can't, you know, when I saw that trailer, it made my jaw, bro. I'm telling you, it's a beast freaking game. I can't wait. And there's a whole bunch of games on here, some of which you already got, you guys probably already know about. But I'm going to first start off with the ones that are coming out this year. First one is Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. Looks like Ubisoft is turning this series into a, you know, a once a year type of game, so there's going to probably be one every freaking year now. Yeah, that series is going to die fast if we keep doing that. Like I said before, Battlefield 4 will be coming out this year. No release date. It just says, you know, 2013. And then we got Infamous Second Son and Killzone Shadowfall both coming out the same year. Most likely they'll be launch titles. And also we got Watch Dogs, which that game is beast. That game is going to be freaking beast on the PlayStation 4. And following them the next year, we got a few other games. We got, looks like two games coming out next year, one of which is The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, and the other one's Thief. And for 2015, we got Cyberpunk 2077. Now, the other games that I see on here don't have actual, like, release date, like Blacklight, Retribution, Carmageddon, doesn't have a date yet. Destiny from Bungie, oh god, I can't wait for that freaking game. Deep Dawn, working title, I think that's that game that has that dragon in it. Diablo 3, doesn't have a date yet. And Drive Club, we all know that, which the trailer looked awesome. We got Kinect, Primal Carnage Genesis, and Rocket Birds 2 Evolution, and last, The Witness. They don't have dates yet, but those are all the games that are coming out for the PlayStation 4. But there's one game for sure I'm definitely getting is the Battlefield 4 for the PlayStation 4. I can't wait, man. The game's going to be freaking beast. And the fact that the PlayStation 4 is very social-based. And I don't mean social as in a bad way, because, you know, when you think about social, you think about those, you know, kiddie-type games that are on Facebook. What they mean about social and what PlayStation 4 is going to be social is the fact that it's going to be social in a good way. Social as in it's going to be Xbox Live on steroids. You know, you're going to get to be able to record your games. You know, it has a built-in DVR, which is badass. I think you're going to record, I think, at least 7, maybe 8 minutes. I don't know. It's probably longer than that. And you get to post it on YouTube, and you get to let your friends watch you. If you're stuck in a game, you know, your friends can come in and help. You know, one of your friends can come in and take over the controller and play for you. I mean, the PlayStation 4 is already going to be a social beast to be reckoned with. They finally got their, you know, their act together. They learned their mistakes from the PlayStation 3. I'm still curious as to if PlayStation Home is going to be even on the PlayStation 4. Hopefully it is, because I think they had a lot of good ideas with it. But, you know, hopefully we'll see a final developed version of PlayStation Home, because that thing's been in beta since God knows when. Next, we're going to talk about this article. It kind of pisses me off. I was reading it, and I did see some of the points in here. And you guys can go check it out. It's at games. It's au.gamespot.com. I guess it's in Australia. And it's titled, Why Tomb Raider Failed as a Reboot. Now, I was reading the blog, the post on here, and say that the game didn't deliver as, you know, like the Batman reboot that they did, Batman Begins. That they didn't tell the story of Lara Croft really at all. And the question I have for you guys, what do you think? Do you think was the game, did it do what it promised to deliver? You know, I'm going to be doing I'm going to be redoing the review of this game, because the one I posted on YouTube was not up to my standards. So I'm going to take that one down. I'm going to be redoing that one. And I'm actually going to be doing an unboxing of the special edition of Tomb Raider, because it's coming in. And we're going to be recruiting on, at least on the SOD clan side of things. So those of you who like to play Tomb Raider online, you know, you can join the clan. You can have some fun on there. But as far as this article goes, the game was beast. I think it's like, you know, it did what it was supposed to do. You finally get to see, Lara Croft become who she, you know, we all know and love. The badass that she is, you know. I think that when it comes to delving deep into her past, or deep into her, like, you know, her, I guess, family and all that, I think they're going to leave that for the next one if they're ever come, if, you know, if the Tomb Raider 2 comes out. But this one is the, you know, shows you the platform when she becomes, you know, the dual-wielding gun, badass bitch that she is, you know what I'm saying? And you see the transformation in the game, because she goes from not wanting to pull the trigger to actually finally killing, and it does affect you in a lot of ways. The game was done beautifully. Like I said, I'm going to be doing a review for this. But the question is what do you guys think about it? Do you guys think that, you know, Tomb Raider did fail as a reboot, or do you guys, let me know what you guys thought about the game at all. I mean, the game's freaking beast. I don't know what this guy's talking about, but who knows. So, that's all for the segment today. Before we close out, there's some other things I wanted to talk about to you guys to be on the lookout for. On YouTube, I'm going to be doing a special video. Well, I don't want to say series, but it's going to be quite different. I don't think it's ever been done before. Look at that. This video is going to be already 30 minutes. Video itself is probably longer than this. Anyway, it's about Final Fantasy 11, that if it works out, I'll end up doing it for 14. It's going to be a really in-depth guide to help those of you who have never played 11 and have started to, because of the new expansion pack that came out not so long ago. It'll give you a heads up what to expect and everything else. And if it becomes successful, you know, if you guys like it, then I'll do it for 14, since 14 is coming out soon. And by the way, they're still on phase one. They're going into being, they're trying to get into phase two so they can start using the controller. apologize. I've been sick this whole week. Anyway, yeah, they're still in phase one. Phase two is coming soon. So who knows? They said phase two will start sometime this month. So maybe phase three, which would be us, the PlayStation fans, will get to enjoy, you know, Final Fantasy 14. The next, you know, phase three, yeah. So we'll get to enjoy that. Anyway, this is the end of the show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm sorry, I don't know if I'll be able to upload the video itself on YouTube, but if it is, if it goes through, then I hope you guys enjoy the show. This is the first time we're doing this. I promise at least the video section itself will be shorter. But this is the, you know, the launch, a relaunch of SO Smoke or Die Radio. I hope you guys enjoy the show, and I hope you guys comment, rate, and subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. If you like this show and want to share it to your friends, you know, check us up on iTunes. Anyway, this is your boy, the Paranormal Gamer, signing off, and see you next week. We got a whole long week of exciting things to share with you guys.